So, question is, why do you think it's important that we study this kind of subject matter? As I said at the beginning of this discussion, I do really find it reprehensible that we have lost so much of the darker side of this kind of history. I know it's unpalatable. People use words like gruesome, or they turn away, or they feel faint. But, if you're going to study destructive processes in human history, you're going to have to deal with these things. And, maybe if our politicians and leaders themselves had to face up to the realities of the trenches or combat, they might try harder and avoid conflict. And I think it's incredibly important to study this kind of issue. We've got probably about, in the academic world, three or four, in the sort of people like myself who are not academic historians, about, again, three or four people who've now started writing in detail about medicine and surgery, medical care, suffering, and the training and work of surgeons. And I think that it's absolutely such an integral part of conflict, and I think that's recognized by a lot of people these days. And also, of course, the tremendous uphill struggle, the mountains that had to be climbed, and challenges faced by surgeons who had to treat a lot of hand-delivered serious trauma in Wars of the Roses, right up to Helmand, when we have destructive explosive forces. And we have to concede that the population changes. We have a population that's used to getting immediate care and sympathy and rehabilitation, which this leg exemplifies to an extent. But also, back in those days, men were used to deprivation. They weren't better at it. They probably suffered as much as we would today with any given challenge. But they were used to it. They were used to losing their children. They were used to losing their wives in childbirth. And we are not. We expect more. And I think it's therefore important to really, rather like we memorialize many military heroes, remember the ordinary man who often had little choice but to have to suffer and to deal with these problems in his own particular way. And most did. Most were exemplary in their fortitude. And you sort of look at people who win the Victoria Cross or DSO or whatever. There are so many men who have gone through so much that we can not even begin to imagine. So, yes, I think the suffering of humanity during conflict should be recalled. It's very important. And also the efforts of the people who try and help them to try and get over this awful damage that's been caused.